So I'm just going to show you a little bit about where you can place the actual muting of your palm when you're playing rhythm. So usually if you're going to add some rhythm and percussion to your playing, you want to place them on the strong beats of the bar. So in 4-4 time, this is on beats 2 and 4. So I'll just show you a quick example. I'm just going to play a G chord, which sounds like this. So I'm going to play something very simple where I strum on each beat, and on beats 2 and 4 I'm going to mute those chords. So that's going to sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And although that doesn't sound very interesting, that's the main backbeat. But what you can do if you want to kind of vary it up, you can add a little bit more interest to your initial strumming pattern, but still use the backbeat, and you can hear how powerful and how kind of musical and artistic it sounds when you add this in. So I'm just going to play a small strumming pattern and hopefully you'll be able to hear how nice it sounds. So here we go. Cool, so I varied the strumming pattern there a little bit, but you can hear how just varying it that little bit kind of creates a nice backbeat and adds a little bit of musicality to your playing. So you don't have to play your mutes purely on beats 2 and 4. You could vary it up. You could either place it on beat 2 or beat 4 or maybe even 1 or 3, whatever. But what you don't want to have loads of muting because it can sound messy. So I'm just going to show you quickly just placing the mute on beat 2 just so you can hear how that sounds. That would sound like this. So it's got a bit of a stronger feel. There's kind of quite a laid backness to it. Here's what it would sound like on beat 4. So a bit of a lazy feel there. So feel free to experiment with each of these techniques. There's no kind of hard and fast rule as to how to do this. So like experiment, try playing it on beat 1, try beat 2, try beats 2 and 4, try 1 and 3. Try as many different variations that you can go with. And I'm sure at the end of it, you'll enhance your musicality and become a better guitar player. So thanks for listening.